During the DS engagement with Nesfas today at the head office in Cape Town, the acting CEO, Mr. Ramorwesi, was unable to provide an update on today's deadline for the distribution of all outstanding 2023 funding. Nesfas officials could also not provide a number of students who have successfully applied for the 2024 funding. The Minister of Higher Education, Dr. Bladin Simande, also failed to give an update on this during a media briefing yesterday, nor did he give an update on the 10% Nesfas shortfall for 2024 that will see more than 87,000 students left behind, as well as where funding will be sourced to cover the shortfall. Nesfas was also unable to address our concerns regarding student accommodation. The inability to provide information on the number of successful 2024 funding applications add to the anxiety and frustration among students, making it challenging for them to plan their academic futures ahead. Furthermore, the failure to address concerns about student accommodation exacerbates the situation, potentially leaving numerous students without a place to stay. The lack of clarity and accountability in the handling of funding issues by Nesfas and government officials jeopardizes the education and prospects of the affected students, highlighting the urgent need for a prompt and transparent resolution to mitigate the potential disasters unfolding in the educational landscape. The fact of the matter is that Nesfas financial sustainability will not be solved by limiting income contingent loans to just the missing middle. The DA's alternative funding model focuses on creating a sustainable higher education funding environment that will ensure more students would be eligible for a bigger variety of funding options while ensuring Nesfas financial sustainability. So before we get excited about the 3.8 billion funding for 47% of the missing middle, the devil lies in the detail. Any credible announcement should entail percentage interest rate on the loan, why repayments will commence, who will be responsible for administering the loan system considering the Nesfas board fixation on outsourcing Nesfas operation, when will the loan system commence, how much is earmarked for the ICT upgrade, and who will be contracted to implement this, considering 119 million rand was already spent to upgrade the system, and National Treasury's correspondence on the seed funding increase over 10 years considering the economic outlook of the country. It is time Minister Zinande was replaced by a competent minister with a clear creative vision to steer higher education in the right direction.